Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And by the way, we will give you a chance to win some tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas. So you want to stay with us for that. So we got 3 hours to spend together today. Hopefully it will be an easy listen, and we're happy to have you with us. Lots of stuff to talk about, including later on. Are you ready for mask mandates to come back? Some companies are starting to roll them out. So we'll get into that and a whole bunch of other stuff, including perhaps the final days of Jimmy Carter. Of course, he's almost 99, but his grandson said we're getting to the very end of that. But we want to start to circle back to the catastrophe in Maui, because as you know, President Biden made the trip finally there yesterday, and he was performing a modern American tradition, an obligation of presidents to be the shoulder to cry on when catastrophes happen. This is now almost a constitutional requirement, like the State of the Union address. If some disaster happens that's big enough, the president must go. Otherwise, the president is a bad person, an indifferent and callous, a heartless you know what. And of course, when he does show up, there are people saying he's only here to exploit it politically. He doesn't really care, et cetera, et cetera. There's really no winning in these situations. Meanwhile, ABC correspondent Alex Stone has the very latest from Maui. Alex, how are you?
Hey there, Doug. Doing well. And yeah, so the president spent about 4 hours on the ground, landed, then went and toured Lahaina, then gave some remarks with other officials and went to a community event. There was live Hawaiian music, prayed with the local residents, and then met with some others. And then it was back to vacation in Lake Tahoe, where he is today. But the big headline coming out of the effort today, there was a headline that they are 100% done searching. But then there was a little bit of a side note to that. That is of single family homes or single level homes, one-story homes, not of multi-level homes, not of commercial buildings. They're only now going to begin doing those. So this is not everything. We were getting a number up until now every day, and it was going up 39%, 52%, 7% of an overall number. Now they're saying, well, it's 100% minus all of these other buildings that they still have to do. So the governor a few minutes ago came out to our team saying the numbers are going to go up, the number of dead, based on the buildings they still have to go through. He said this.
We do expect to see a lot more loss of life. It's going to be tragic. I want to brace everyone for that. And then we will come together and do what we can to rebuild our lives.
He says it's going to take about a week or two to search the multi-level and commercial buildings, and it's going to be delicate. They've got to get through the multiple floors as the buildings burned and then collapsed floor by floor on top of the other floors. And anybody who was inside the buildings, that the buildings collapsed onto them. So he says this is going to be a while, that yes, they're done with the single level homes, but a lot more work left to do. And he said
those buildings are very fragile and they have to use some additional equipment to peel back some of the levels of floors that collapsed. So in order to do it right, that takes a little bit more time. In some cases, they'll have to suspend dogs and firefighting personnel over the area, which is a very delicate and dangerous process.
So the mayor, Doug, is saying there's around 850 people who are still missing. The fear is that at least some of those are in the remains, that they now have to get into those restaurants and art galleries and apartment buildings and homes that had two levels, all of that. They're not in there yet. They're beginning that today, where it is, what, about 10 in the morning right now. The FEMA teams are getting ready, but they've got a lot of work left to do, probably a week to 2 weeks left of searching in the buildings that may have had a lot of people in them.
Alex, who's actually physically doing the searching?
It's FEMA teams, L.A. County Search and Rescue, from Washington, Nevada, Maryland, Indiana has gone. Local fire departments that are all part of the FEMA task forces.
We have seen over the years, you know, with our own catastrophes, after the Northridge earthquake, for instance, the video being sent out was obviously a very big incident, but it looked like California had been flattened. You know, you see shot after shot of, you know, flames shooting out of ruptured gas lines, et cetera, and freeway overpasses collapsed, et cetera. What does Maui look like when you get outside of Lahaina?
If you are flying in, and in fact, the White House pool reporter yesterday said as they were flying in that they didn't see anything. If you're flying in, you wouldn't notice a thing. Lahaina is the only area. There were some other fires on that same day. There are some burn spots here and there that if you're driving around, you'll see in the upcountry and other parts. But if you don't fly over the postage stamp that is Lahaina, everything looks totally normal. And there's the wet side of the island, the airport side that looks very green and lush. There is a dry side of the island where Kanapali and Wailea are, and they are very dry and brown. And until you get to Lahaina, nothing has burned. And so that is why the governor last night, to the dismay of some on the island, there has always been a fight over tourism on Maui, said Maui is open. Please come back. Not Kanapali, not the west side, not Lahaina, obviously. But if you're going to Wailea or around the airport or a couple other areas where there are resorts and hotels and Airbnbs, come on out. They need the money. They just got through the pandemic. They were hit hard by the pandemic. So the industry, the tourism industry is saying, Governor, we are ready. Send people back out here. So we put out that announcement. Now, if you're staying in Kanapali, where many people, if they've got something booked on Maui, they're probably there. That's where the Westin and the Hyatt and Marriott Vacation Club and Sheraton, that the governor believes it's probably going to be October before that area is really ready to go, maybe late October. But if you're anywhere else or you're looking to do something, whereas a week ago, you know, everybody on the island kind of looked at you like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. Now the governor is saying, come.
This is exactly what happened after 9/11 when then Mayor Giuliani in New York was saying, come to New York, go to the restaurants, take in a Broadway show. It's a bloat. This was an economic attack. A terrorist attack on the city of New York, in addition to the attack that it represented on America. And part of the recovery was to resume normal commerce. And for a place that is based, the economy is based, let's face it, on tourism, it's hugely impactful for people who have lost their homes and loved ones and additionally their income.
Well, totally. Although you do have the population on most of the Hawaiian Islands, but especially on Maui, angry that tourists would already be coming back. There has been a lot of anger toward outsiders, whether it be the media or even FEMA. So there is a rumor running around right now on the island that FEMA is there to take your land, that if you take their money, the $700, which there's also anger about that it's only $700 right now. What do you do in Hawaii with $700? That's not one night in a hotel. That's not much gas, not much food. But if you take their $700, then you are giving up your land to FEMA. And so FEMA is now having to go out there and get a message out there that they are not there. Here's how they're putting it. The FEMA folks are saying, look, we're not here for it.
We're here to be an asset for you, one of the many options that you can take advantage of. So when you hear these ridiculous rumors out there, nobody wants your land. By law, we don't do that.
So there's a lot of misinformation that's out there right now as well. But one of those big rumors going around that people truly believe is keep FEMA away from you. If they come to talk to you, they just want your land. The federal government is trying to take the land and develop it the way that they want. FEMA is saying, look, we're here to help.
Well,
you can trust us, but that trust isn't there.
Look, this is the tenor of the times we live in. There's always been a certain amount of that that exists, even going back to the early days of American history, the distrust of authority. But it's fueled by social media and just the tenor of the times, the paranoia, the fear of authority.
And the history of Hawaii and the conflict and fear of imperialists coming in. I mean, there's so much there, such a history and a culture that has people unsure of those who are coming in. But now this rumor running around.
All right, Alex, as always, thanks so much. That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting from Maui.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken coming up later on this hour. Are you ready for the mask mandates to return? Some companies start to require their employees to mask up again. So we'll get into that and so much more throughout the course of the afternoon. In the meantime, just a quick follow up on the Maui story. So President Biden went to Maui yesterday to be the shoulder to cry on. And this is a ceremonial a requirement of modern presidents. You didn't have to do this in the horse and buggy days, you know, the pre-Wright brothers days. You weren't obligated to hop an iron horse and get out to the scene of some catastrophe somewhere. But in the modern era, in TV age, if a president doesn't show up and show empathy after a part of the country, some horrible shooting or catastrophe has taken place, you're a heartless you know what. But then there are always going to be X number of people, because it's a politician, who don't like that politician, who are going to say, well, they're not doing enough, or they got there late. What took them so long? And we kind of talked about this a bit yesterday, that presidents have learned that they're an imposition onto emergency first responders in an affected area to just show up in the middle of a catastrophe. So they wait a few days. And then, of course, the people who don't like them are out there with picket signs, and they were out there yesterday saying, go home, Joe, what took you so long, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you looked at the pictures, of course, it's a handful of people. I mean, really a handful of people. And most of them were carrying Trump 2024 banners. And this, by the way, happened when Donald Trump went to places, too. Anytime anything happened and Donald Trump went anywhere when he was president, the anti-Trump people were out in force, usually vast numbers, you know, yelling at the motorcade, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is, why do we bother to report it? This was page one of yesterday's New York Post because of the ideological bent. They wanted to make it like all Hawaiians, those laid-back Hawaiians, had gotten up in arms because Joe Biden dared to show up. Guess what? Hawaii is going to vote Democratic 85% in the next election. So it's not really a story, but this has become the way news gets reported. I saw this other story, totally unconnected. The Air Force Academy in Colorado, they got a football team, right? Big time college football team. And like everybody, they like to sell merchandise, helmets and jerseys, et cetera. So they have alternate jerseys. And they've got a design for this coming season that honors the Doolittle Raiders from World War II, when Jimmy Doolittle flew B-25s off an aircraft carrier and they bombed Tokyo. Right, shortly, a month after Pearl Harbor. And it did very little damage, but it was a psychological blow to say, we can come get you too. And the helmets have B-25s, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody at the Academy likes it. It's a point of pride for the Air Force. It was a great, amazing mission for the Air Force back in the day. And what does the headline say? Air Force unveils football uniform honoring World War II raid on Japan. Not everyone is happy.
You got to be kidding me.
Let me ask this question, Eric. And When is everybody happy about anything?
Never, especially in sports, too.
In anything. Walk down the hallway and try to get your coworkers to agree on whether you're getting from Panda Express or Chipotle. Nobody is always happy. You can't get a group. But for some reason, and I don't know why this has happened.
Well, the headline didn't even, like, identify what
who?
The jersey
it's people on Twitter. It's, you know, some we just have to stop reporting this. I mean, yes, if there is some kind of a groundswell, and I think people can feel it when there's a genuine blowback against something, but we've gotten to the point where we report stuff where we feel obligated to just say, and part of this is because of the political culture that we're living in. That if you're in the news business, for instance, if you're the Lester Holt Show on NBC and you do some story and you don't have at least a sentence in there that says something about the opposite point of view, then those people will say, oh, you're in the tank for fill in the blank. You're just doing, softballs for whoever it is. So, you know, they end up going to Twitter or X or whatever it's called this week.
It's Twitter for me forever.
Yeah. Anyway, I just saw that and thought, geez, that's weird. It's like, we got to stop it. Now, the football helmets, not everybody is happy. Well, I want to know who the people are who are always happy. All right. So this story is really getting crazier and crazier. As you know, there's a diabetes drug called Ozempic. That's an injectable. And it's very important for people who suffer from diabetes. But apparently one of the side effects, the kinds of things that they would say can cause this and this and this and this and this and weight loss. And people are, weight loss? Ooh, it can cause weight loss. So people started going to the doctors, whatever, they're just waving a $20 bill or whatever, and getting Ozempic, even if they weren't diabetics, to the point where some diabetics are actually having trouble getting their prescriptions filled. But people lose weight from these drugs. And the company that makes this stuff, Novo Nordisk, it's a Danish company, has made so much money from Ozempic and this other drug called Wegovy that it's actually changing the value of the Danish currency. It's brought so much money into Denmark. The market value of Denmark's biggest company has risen by more than a third so far this year to $419 billion, bigger than the country's gross domestic product of about $406 billion. So the company that makes this drug, you know, that's a diabetic drug, but it's being used as weight loss. Now, here's the thing. Can you imagine? Look at how much eating we're doing in America now. Can you imagine if we ever actually come up with a pill that you can knock back a double cheese stuffed pepperoni pizza and throw a pill down?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I would have dessert 5 times a day, every day.
We would end up having our jaws, we'd have carpal tunnel of the jaw from chewing. But here's the thing. I don't care. These are the finest minds that science can offer up, and I'm still betting that the American stomach can out-eat the best minds in science.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken. We have a busy second hour as well. And we're going to talk about really an alarming spike in suicides, including three young people at Harvard Westlake who committed suicide, apparently, in a very short period of time. Try to get behind what all that is. And we went from Sputnik with the Russian space program to Kaputnik as a rocket hit the moon. And we'll get into that as well. And Donald Trump is supposed to surrender in Georgia on Thursday. So we'll talk with Andy Feld about that coming up next hour. Meanwhile, are you prepared for the comeback of mask mandates? Now, I saw this story and said, okay, here we go. Lionsgate, one of the big Hollywood studios, sent an email to staff asking them to mask up on certain floors of its Santa Monica office after several employees caught the virus. And they're also asking employees to conduct self-screening before coming to the office. And this is all because of the new variant, which is called EG.5. It's become the dominant variant of coronavirus in the U.S. And the CDC website says hospital admissions are up 14% nationally this week. Now, I have been traveling a lot. I was at a wedding last Saturday, a week ago Saturday in Boston. And then I was at a funeral. I was at book signings. I've been on planes. And I've been at KFI. And guess what? I'm getting text messages and emails from people saying, by the way, I just thought you should know, tested positive for COVID. So it's out there. It's floating around. But here's the thing. I'm not sure that Lionsgate wants these people to mask up because of COVID. I'm thinking they want people to mask up so they can get George Clooney into Lionsgate without getting in trouble with SAG-AFTRA. You think that's a possibility, Deborah?
Yeah, I do, actually.
They could bring A-listers in to looping or something to do some pickup scenes?
Absolutely.
And as long as they could say, well, it's a public health thing, that wasn't a major movie star. But the truth is that I don't think that we're ever going back to what we had. I really don't think politically there is a politician who could survive the kind of level of mandates that we went through in the early days of COVID when no one knew what we were dealing with, when we were treating COVID as if it was mustard gas. And by the way, it was really, I mean, you know, people have retrospectively sort of brushed this aside as if it was nothing. It was just like the sniffles. There were a lot of people, including my mother-in-law, who died from COVID very quickly in 3 days. I mean, there were millions of people have died from COVID. So it wasn't nothing. But now that we have vaccines and we have better treatments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I just don't think society can go back. That the politics, and not just here, by the way, this was global. This was every place that tried, except in China, of course, where they just showed up at apartment buildings and put padlocks on the doors, chains and padlocks, and they locked the people in the buildings. I don't like to talk about that. So the reality is that this is going to be with us for a long, long time, and we're just going to keep having variants, and we're just going to have to deal with it because unless something shows up, which could happen, that is unbelievably toxic that we don't know what to do with, There's no way that any local elected official is going to be able to go down the road that we once went to. And, you know, we did things that retrospectively were just silly. And I think we knew that they were silly at the time. Remember, one of the things that got Gretchen Wilder, the governor up in Michigan, made those nuts who were going to kidnap her. They made it crazy. At one point, Michigan had banned people from renting fishing boats and going out on lakes to fish. It's like, well, you know, that's kind of social isolation. I mean, you've got the 6-foot rule there pretty much in hand. So there were certain things, as Shannon was talking about, you know, being banned from cutting the lawn, you know, mowing the lawn, unless the COVID virus was going to get through the grass catcher and blow out onto your neighbor's face or something with the grass clippings. So for the most part, we've had to, you know, we take a risk every time we leave, and we just have to live with it because we can't go back. We just couldn't afford it. And in fact, the psychological impact of everything that we did going through COVID is in some ways, I think, more dramatic even than the biological impact of it. And we're talking about, I think there's probably a direct connection to this, the story that we're going to do later about the rise in suicides. I've got a story in the stack to do in that story about the huge spike in drug and alcohol consumption and abuse by middle-aged Americans, by people who are in their 40s and 50s. All of the people who are suffering for depression or have social anxiety, and even people are blaming the aberrant behavior that we see everywhere, including, you know, throwing stuff at performers. Cardi B flung her cell phone back at some idiot who threw something at her. And I think Pink, the singer Pink, had one of the strangest homages. She was on stage and someone threw their mother's ashes on her while she was performing. Boy, I'm sure mom didn't have that in her will. And one guy, I can't remember his name because I don't know the name of any pop stars. If they're still alive, I don't know who they are. But the bottom line is that one guy got hit in the head with an empty vodka bottle. On NBC News, the Lester Holt show, they had a report on this. And somebody actually said, well, I think it's because of COVID. People, they're not used to being in public gatherings anymore, so they don't know how to behave properly. I go, really? You mean before COVID, people knew that it's not okay to throw an empty vodka bottle at the performer you just spent big money to see?
And they forgot, you know, just 3 years later how to behave?
I forgot that maybe throwing a vodka bottle at the performer is probably not the right thing to do when you're in society. So, you know, people have used all kinds of excuses on this. And I doubt that that's actually what's up when it comes to the bad behavior. But we are in a... One of the things that has definitely struck me as you move around the country is because we got used to living our life on Zoom or in almost total isolation, that there's no question that people have forgotten how to dress. I mean, it used to be if Uncle Carl showed up in the middle of the block in his pajamas, the family used to quickly go out and grab him and try to pull him back into the house. You know, and say, oh, no, Uncle Carl, stay out of the Harvey's Bristol Cream in the dry sack on the rocks. You can't walk around the neighborhood in your pajamas. People are on planes in their pajamas. They're in Gelson's in their pajamas routinely. I mentioned yesterday that I was at the bank, a rare in-bank appearance for me. And the teller working in the bank, I thought it was somebody who had been standing in line with us. I mean, she was wearing a T-shirt that, you know, if she wore it to KFI, it would raise eyebrows. And you know how radio people dress. Look at what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you always look a mess.
Well, I am wearing a thong. That was uncalled for.
Oh, people thought I was pantless today. I'm going to have to show you my pants. Yeah, it was a big to-do. I'm really going to come to the radio station not wearing pants, but people...
Well, you know, we have Dress Down Friday. We can pantless Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
Half naked.
Why not? Yogi Bear got away with it. Although Donald Duck never wore pants and, you know, he got into Disneyland. So it can happen. But the bottom line is that we a lot of the things that used to be sort of just accepted societal behavior just went away because... We lived for a couple of years in these little bubbles where we did things, for instance, a lot of Zoom meetings were pantless, especially if you were a legal, a legal analyst on CNN. no names mentioned, but you know who we're talking about. So the bottom line is that now people are out and about, and they've brought some of these dressed down everyday concepts into their regular life, and they're acting out on it. And that's why we are so reluctant. As we were talking to Alex Stone before about people think that FEMA is offering $700 in relief money to buy up the burned land in Lahaina and take it for the federal government. We are so distrustful. I can't imagine who the local mayor or governor or president in the future that can issue mandates that can shut down the U.S. economy and tell people they can't drive or they can't go out and survive politically. That ship has sailed.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken. Next hour, we'll give you a chance to win a trip to Vegas to see the iHeartRadio Music Festival. We're also going to talk with Andy Field. President Trump is supposed to surrender in Georgia on all those charges. And, of course, the big Republican debate coming up that he's skipping. And we're going to talk about the Russian spacecraft that smashed into the moon. They didn't mean for it to smash into the moon. They meant for it to land on the moon, but they had a little problem there. So we'll get into that. And this is a really sad story. We're going to ask some real questions about why are so many people offing themselves suicide way up, including three young people who tragically took their lives here locally. We'll talk about that. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter are entering the final days, according to Josh Carter, who is Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter's grandson. And, of course, they're very elderly. Jimmy Carter's almost 99 years old. And, boy, you know, he has been out of office for so long that I wonder what percentage of Americans were not born when Jimmy Carter took office. Because he took office in 1970s. It's almost 50 years ago. That's just hard to believe. But according to Josh Carter, now, Rosalind Carter apparently is suffering from dementia. Josh Carter says, Jimmy, he's still fully Jimmy Carter. He's just tired. I mean, he's almost 99 years old, and I certainly understand that. I'm tired. I'm not 99 years old. So anyway, we'll be watching that story as time marches on for everybody, even presidents, right? Hey, if you are out and about on September 6th and you're looking for something to do, my lovely bride, Penny Pizer, is doing an encore performance of her wonderful show, and it is wonderful, called Sonnets from Suburbia at the Stephanie Fury Theater as part of the Los Angeles Independent Theater Festival. And that's going to be September 6th and the 20th at 7 p.m. So go track that down. That's Sonnets from Suburbia. And as long as I'm shamelessly plugging stuff, I have this book out that I went through the trouble of writing. It's called Frank's Shadow, and you can get it at barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com. You can even get signed copies through my very own website at dougmcintyre.com if you are inclined to do those kinds of things. Max Muncy and Freddie Freeman's homes were robbed. Now, this has been happening a lot with ball players in particular, and I think one of the reasons is that everybody knows where they're going to be. Their schedules are constantly posted. You know that they're going to be in Cincinnati for 3, and then they're going to Atlanta for 4, etc. Or even if they're home, you know that between the hours of 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock, they're going to be on the ball field, right? Probably a lot earlier than that with BP and stretching and, you know, knocking back a couple of cold ones in the clubhouse. That's the old days when Mickey Mantle and the boys were still playing. That's when ball players were ball players. Anyway, the point is that, you know, when you are publicly identified as not home, then it makes your home much more vulnerable. And this is why I never understand why people post their vacation schedules on social media. I don't understand why people are posting that, you know, only 3 more days till my dream vacation in Greece. And then, you know, people who are trolling the internet say, great, 3 more days until I got myself a B&E, you know, in the San Fernando Valley or wherever you live in Orange County. You know, but when we do that, we post these things without thinking about what are the consequences? You know, a lot of parents now who are hip to this, to identity theft, have been coached. They've been told, don't post pictures of your newborn baby. Which is, you know, a reflex that we all want to do. You've got your first grandchild or your first child is born. You want to share it with your friends and with the world. Here's, you know, welcome Doug Jr. And here's a picture of little Doug Jr. Okay. Has already got that unfortunate smirk on his face that will haunt him for his entire life. But whatever, you put the picture up with the birth information, how much, the full name, and there's the birth weight, where, what hospital Doug Jr. was born in. And guess what? Your baby's identity gets swiped before you get him home from the hospital.
That is so sad.
It's true, though, because all of a sudden they know, boy, there's a new Social Security number being entered into the system. And it'll be years before you start needing that Social Security number. So identity thieves can grab your baby's identity before you've even gotten a kid home. So it's a new world. You know, back when people rode horses, there were a lot of horse thieves. But now data is everything. And the more you post online, the more vulnerable you become. All right, let's get the latest from Deborah Mark in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.